Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
Before we do a couple of more songs, we're holding on to Hanukkah, like Yehuda said, Shalayich Benayray, the candle shouldn't go out. We want these iris burning for a long, long, long time. So we're holding on. I wanted to, in these moments where we're making sure the Ner stays lit, I wanted to talk. Reb Nachman spoke a lot about Chanukah Shakol Nieh B'dvarei, about brachos, and specifically he said from a Shakol Nieh B'dvarei you defeat Yavan. And Reb Nachman meant is by Yavan sees a world but minus the giver. They see a 2D world and we see a 3D world. If you notice, Nachman didn't say this, but if you notice the letters of Yavan, my son asked me, Yud a little line, Vav a little longer, and Nun a longer line. They're all very straight lines. And Yavan has a 2D world, there are no circles in Yavan. But we see a world of 3D. We see a world that there's a pnimius, there's a hole deeper than the world. Yavan sees a nice glass, a nice can of Coke, it tastes good. And we say, Shakol Nieh B'dvarei, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam made the Coke. And made it for me. We see a giver, we see intention, and we say, Shakol Nieh B'dvarei. We thank Hashem, Shevach V'idah. We appreciate and thank Hashem. I wanted on these last minutes of Hanukkah, I wanted to study Borei Nefashos, and I want Viggy, I want you to memorize Borei Nefashos and learn what it means. So we're going to do this slowly. We're going to say the words Borei Nefashos, Sezamen, and then I want to explain Pshat and Borei Nefashos. You hear the plan? Because we want to walk out of Hanukkah making Shahakol, Shakol Nieh B'dvarei. Everything was created by Hashem's words. Included in that is he wants me to have this drink. Hashem's words created this drink and he's giving it and wants me to have it. Thank you, Hashem. Borei Nefashos is as follows. Baruch ato Hashem, Lokenu Melech Olam, Borei Nefashos Rabbis. Hashem created many souls. Borei is the creator. Nefashos Rabbis of many souls. V'chesronan. And that which they are lacking. Hashem created us. V'chesronan. And that which we are lacking. Our needs. So he created us, Borei Nefashos Rabbis, V'chesronan. He created that which we need. It is true in Drash, it's not simple pshat. Some learn that it means Hashem created us and our deficiencies. We're thankful for our deficiencies. Why do we appreciate our deficiencies? Because for two reasons. First of all, it bonds us. If we had no deficiencies, we couldn't connect to anybody else. We need each other. We have needs, we're vulnerable, we're scared, we're lonely, we need somebody else. So thank you, Hashem, for Nefashos Rabbis, V'chesronan, and our shortcomings, and our deficiencies. A second reason we're very happy is because that's the tzimtzum of this world, that needy, weak people, challenged people can stand up and serve Hashem amidst difficulty. But Hashem created the Nefashos Rabbis. We're going to go back to Pashup Shat. V'chesronan, and that which we're lacking. Air, food, all the things that we need. Companionship. So Hashem created Nefashos V'chesronan. Then we thank Him, what? Al kol ma'ashe barasa. For everything you created. Gerish, we're going to memorize. You'll say the words in a minute. First, I'm going to say it. Then we're going to all say the words together, Eli. So Hashem's Borei Nefashos Rabbis. Hashem created many Nefashos. V'chesronan. And that which we're missing. Al kol ma'ashe barasa. Thank you, Hashem, for everything that you created. L'hachayos bohem. To give chiyus, to sustain through these things. Nefesh kol chai. The soul of all living things. Baruch Hei Olamim, blessed is the Hei Olamim, is the life force of all the worlds. But the question on Borei Nefashos is obvious, is redundancy, it's repetitious. You created nefashos rabbis v'chesroinan and our needs. Thank you, Hashem, al kol ma shebarasa, for everything you created, lahachiyos bem nefshul chai, to give us chiyos, to let us live. That's chesroinan. Gersh, it's double lashon. That's chesroinan. If it's in the siddur, I'm going to get everybody a siddur. You need to put your holy eyes on these words. It's probably in the siddur. So let's give every page 88 here. Look at page 88. Put your words up, put your eyes on these words. Page 88. Page 88, please. Page 88. Page 88, Rella, you see it? So Baruch Atah Hashem, blessed are you Hashem, Elokeinu, our God, Melech Olam, the King of the Universe, Borei Nefashos Rabbos, who has created many souls, V'chesroinan, and that which they are lacking, our needs, created us and the things we need. Al kol ma shebarasa, for everything that you created, lahachiyos, to give chiyos, to sustain. Bahem, through these things, nefesh kol chai, the soul of all living things, the things we need to live. That was chesroinan. Chesroinan and al kol is a double lashon, it's redundant. El yamaskim? You created us, and what else? Chesroinan. What does chesroinan mean? All the things that we need to live. Chesroinan, our needs. So he created me, food, friendship, all the things I need to live. Then we thank Hashem, al kol ma shebarasa, for everything you created. Lahachiyos, to make me live. Lahachiyos behem nevesh kochay. You said that in Chesroinan.
Oh, you got it?
Dani, it's a redundancy, kivali, redundant. So you could learn. You could learn Chesroinan is the what? Means that which I need. No, but Chesroinan means you create those lacks.
Right, and then he creates things to fill
them. No, we're not saying you create the deficiency. You create those things we need. Pashup Shadin Chesroinan is that which we are missing. Okay. Thank you for creating us and the things that we need. That's
what
Chesroinan is.
What do we need? What do we need?
All the things we need to
water
live.
And, like basics or?
Yeah, basics. Pashup Shadin Chesroinan means you create us and the things we need. Our lacks. Thank you, the things we need, our needs.
If I say I have an Isarin, it means that there's like a thing outside of me that I have that's going to fill Isarin.
But if you say, if I say Hashem created your Chesroinus, it means the things that you're Chesar. He created those things.
Outside of me that I'm missing, not the actual.
Yeah. Michal's saying a good pshat, by the way. And some say Chesroinan means he created us lacking. We're not talking about, but Pashup Shat, it's a good Pshat, Michal's saying. Pashup Shat is he created me and that which I am chaser, my needs. So then I'll call my Shebras, Allah is redundant. Baskemezi? Now you could say a different Pshat. This is a little subtle if you listen to this. Could you imagine you say, thank you Hashem, the creator of the universe, for creating the universe? The first one is would this make sense? Thank you, God, creator of the universe, for creating the universe. The first one was part of his title. It was part of his title. If you say, thank you, Hashem, master of the universe, for creating the universe, you wouldn't say it's a double lashon. One was title. So if we're saying here, thank you, Hashem, the creator of people and their needs, for creating their needs. One was like an identity. Blessed are you, Hashem, the king of the world, the creator of people and their needs, for creating their needs. The first one was identity, was title of Hashem. Thank you, Hashem. Who's Hashem? The master of the world, the creator of people and their needs. That's who he is. Thank you for what? For creating their needs. So the first one was defining, was calling Hashem a name. Blessed are you, Hashem. Who? The Melech Olam. Who? The Borei Nefashos Rabbis Lesrainam, the creator of people and their needs. Thank you for creating their needs. So that's how some learn Pshat Aaron.
Their needs as in like things.
Yeah.
Not like their lack.
No, it means the things they need. But the difference, we're answering the redundancy, is the first one was calling Hashem that. I don't love that Pshat. I don't love it. You called Hashem means you're thanking for it. If you say, thank you, Master of the World, who is the creator of people and the needs. So that's what you're saying. I appreciate you, the creator. So I don't love Pshat. What Tosfos says Pshat, my friends, Tosfos says Pshat is there are two categories of needs. There's the thing bare existence to survive. He says Chesroinan are the things we need to survive. You would die without. But life could be awfully bland. You could survive. Chesroinan are the things you would die without. So first of all, thank you, Hashem, who creates us with Chesroinan, our essentials. I'll call my Shabarasa, but I want to as well thank you for everything you created. Lahachios, to give us chios, the extras that make life geschmack and wonderful and beautiful. Lahachios, to give chios, to let us have a beautiful existence, not just survival, Elia. So Berei Nefashos Rabbis, you create Menefashos Rainan is the things we lack. But I want to thank you, I'll call Masha Barasa, for everything you created beyond. We could have friendship, okay, and everyone, you die without a friend. But it didn't have to be Ezi Davis Yeshiva, it didn't have to be Azachia, such beauty. That's I'll call Masha Barasa, Lahachia, is to give chiyus, extras, geschmack, wonderful. Not just bare necessity, get by and survival. It's okay, you can survive. No, alkoma shabarasa for everything you created. Lahachiyos bechokoi to give chiyus. A guy eats a good meal. First of all, thank you, I survived. I'm beseder. But it had to be. It was frozen coke with pashat. There was ice in there. That's different. Lahachiyos bechokoi. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam. Thank you, Ebezi, for the Seder. Chevra, I want Baruch Chei Olamim is blessed the Chei Olamim, the Chios of the world. He who is the Chios of the whole world. So let's memorize Brain of Fashis, but now we know what we're saying, maybe. Got it, JD? So let's memorize. Baruch atah Hashem.
Baruch atah Hashem.
Elokeinu melech
haolam. Elokeinu melech haolam.
Bayrei.
Bayrei.
Nefashos rabbis.
Nefashos rabbis.
V'chesreinan.
V'chesreinan.
Al kol ma shebarasa.
Al kol ma shebarasa.
Lahachayos bahen.
Nefesh kolchai.
Baruch. Chayoy lamin. Let's say, let's thank Hashem. Let's be more alive to appreciate the Rabbeinu Shalom. To thank for the goodness that's intended for us. To make a shahako with more geschmack. We have a couple more seconds of Hanukkah. We could walk out more grateful people. More positive attitude. I know we have difficulties. They're challenges, serious ones. And I said, Michal, to do proper haidah and thank you, you have to have proper emunah. Thanking and emunah must be linked. If a guy beats you up and gives you $10, Michal, are you thankful for the $10? I keep you stupid $10 and stop punching me. So how am I supposed to thank Hashem for kai? Stop beating me up. So I need emuna and aida together. The last few moments of Hanukkah. That's why we're singing. We need to work on emuna and on aida. The same tzemen. Keliata vaydeka is thanking. Akoras atoiv. Eloikai roi mimekos emuna. Midas adin amrem. You need to work on them together. Because if I feel beaten up, I'm not going to say, oh, Hashem, the coke. Say, keep your coke and stop punching me. So I need emuna. Difficult things he's working with us. Then let's be present to all the kindness.
Ask him.
Let's be present. So let's make better shackles. Let's walk away from Hanukkah, make better shackles. You take a drink, slow down. Baruch atah Hashem, l'kenu melech haolam, shakol niyeh b'dvarei. Everything was created by Hashem, the Dvar Hashem. Everything was created by Hashem. And there's intention here. He gave it to me. He made it to me. I'm made by the Dvar Hashem. This coke is made by Dvar Hashem, and he wants me to have it. Shakom niyeh b'dvarei. And then make a brain of fashos. Thank you, Hashem. Created many souls, and that which we lack are essentials. But not just the essentials, are koma shebarasa, for everything you created, lahachiyos femnashko, to give me chiyos, the extras which invigorate me and excite me. Baruch Elam, and blessed is the chayoy lam, is the life source of all the world. Klar Micho? We could have such a good winter if we're going to just be committed to see that tov of Hashem, even in the middle of difficulty. The Baal Shem wrote Torah on this. Even in the middle of our challenges, find the tov. Find the tov. Find their storms, their winters, it exists. Find the chesed and celebrate it. Notice, grab onto it. Be rejuvenated, be energized by the chesed Hashem. See it. Notice it. Let's try. I'm talking to me. This I'm only. If as we speak, if you're all since I don't even know if you're listening. I don't care if you're listening.
No.
I'm talking to me. I don't care. It's a couple of minutes for Hanukkah. I'm saying, Dan Kesh, I promise you, I want to say this guy. I could walk away. We could share Torah. I want this soul sitting right here with a bottle of coke in front of him. I want him to be more aware and focused and absorbing the kindness of Hashem, even amidst difficulty. Even amidst difficulty. To see and notice the chesed Hashem, the kindness.
Yo,
what kindness can you find?
I'm left in the dark, Dan.
I'm sharing my sugya.
Let's go!
One of the final gifts that my Tata gave me, one of the final gifts is that he saw the Chesed Hashem amidst in his deathly illness before he left. He thanked Hashem that he felt and absorbed that his shul likes him. And it mattered to him. It's crazy. Crazy, you're dying. Your shul likes you. He was absorbing the Chesed Hashem. He felt Chesed from Hashem. Mamish the Torah of the Baal Shem. He was absorbing the kindness. I feel such chesed. I feel my shul's. People are davening for me, the outpouring of love. He was absorbing kindness. Meshuggah. Who's thinking about kindness? He was absorbing the kindness of Hashem. That he mamish let me feel the love of my tzibur. I feel so. Hashem is so nice to me. He was feeling that was a gift. That's a gift I want to absorb. I want to absorb on Hanukkah that gift and my bracha to us all, to every single one of us. It should be zeich in our lives. Hanukkah is our days of lohaydis alahalo. All of us should be able to absorb the kindness of Hashem. Ki gavra aleinu chastai. To absorb, to notice, to be a clay cable to the kindness of Hashem.
Amen.
Shloim Maguri said a pshat in Hallel that I when I say Hallel, I think of Shloim a lot. When I say Hallel, I smile off and just I think of Shloim. He said, Ma Oshiv Lashem, how can I pay Hashem back? Now listen to Pasha Pshat, Viggy, is Kol Tagmulahi Yalai for all the kindnesses that he puts on me. And it's part of the question. Ma Oshiv Lashem. How can I pay Hashem back for all the kindnesses that he puts on me? Shlomo Guri said, you're putting the comma in the wrong way. It's ma'ashiv l'Hashem. How can I pay back? It's not part of the question. It's the answer. Kol tag malahi. All his kindnesses, Allah, receive them. Be aware. He wants us to feel and experience the kindness that he meant for us. We're just like in the middle. We're angry about 14 things, drinking like a coffee. The guy's like stewing, drinking his coffee. Then he has like a nice hello. His friend comes by and says, good morning. Good morning. Did he like not present? Hashem says, Shakol Niyabadra, I made something for you. Here. Oh, thank you. Then a friend says, well, I gave you something. Kol tag malai yalai is the answer. Be present. Receive the kindness. I just want you to be there. Alai. It's on me. I feel it. I experience. I'm present. That's all he wants. He wants us to be present to the kindnesses and to the love and to the goodness that he's bestowing. So my bracha to us all is we should be zeicha to absorb the kindnesses of Hashem, to be present, to receive, to be kalim, to be souls that can appreciate, that are mully gratitude to Hashem for the kindnesses that he's giving us. There are challenges, I promise. Real ones. I'm not talking to fake people. I'm not talking about we cry and it's hard. But amidst challenges to say, hey, my community likes me. I promise I saw a person do this. In the middle of the craziest challenges, absorbing that I'm feeling the love of Hashem. It's so nice to me. I feel such love for my community. I promise you, a real person was absorbing something amidst difficulty, was absorbing something. I have friendship. I have all different things to absorb. Amidst. The Baal Shem wrote a lot of tires on this. And this is like Chanukah. There's Chanukah's the send-off into Galus. And the last message of Hashem before Galus, this was the last Nevuim, the last Nevois, the last Yomtiv before Galus was gratitude. Notice the goodness. It's the secret to Galus. It's the secret to challenges, is be present. I'm going to send you kindnesses that are real, that I'm saying something. Absorb them, be present to them. It will carry you, it will sustain you, it will light up the night. It will be tremendous iris. Play something with Shlomo. Play something with Shlomo. Come now, you take a guitar. Thank you, Shlomo. That was gorgeous before.
Whatever
you want. Whatever you want. Vaults, anything.
Do the comment.
Song your more feel.
Whatever you want.
Vaults.
You can do anything you want. Anything.
If you do the comment, I'm always there.
It's cool. It works.
Play. It's interesting.
Shmesh Lev. Thank you, Elia. Gift of Shlema. Shlema Guri. Really, could it be put in words how much Shlema has done these years to Yeshiva, what he puts here? Amazing. Thank you. Amazing, amazing. Hashem gives us good gifts, Chaim. Not pashut, eh? The first time my father brought me, the first time, I don't know if I met Shlomo before, I don't know. My father brought me to a Miami Boys concert, and all the way on the left side, the right side of the stage, but facing us, the left side of the stage, was this youngster. We were like amazed by him, his voice. And I had like a sense, I don't know, I told my father he's going to be in Waterbury. And he's carried the yeshiva for a long time. I think that was the first time I met Shlomo. And I told my tata, I don't know why, I said, that guy will be in Waterbury.
How long was that?
Shlomo was about 11, maybe. How old?
Yeah, 11 or 12.
11 or 12. It's a true story. Hamita, what? I don't know. I didn't even know if I knew it was the brother. I don't know where it was. I could picture you on the left side from us. That's who you are. I can picture. Funny story. I ever told you that story? L'chaim. Johnny. Amazing. What he's done for the yeshiva. Johnny, Binyamin wasn't here when you played. Could you take the, how do we say, Kohen? You play also, Binyamin?
No.
Johnny, one more for Binyamin. Binyamin, do you play? That's a good idea. Cheer up the chevre. We just let go of Hanukkah.
No, depressed.
Let's go. No, depressed. No. Keep the iris going. Let's go.
Don't torpedo.
No.
It's a massive cycle from Purim to Hanukkah. You know that? Just ends.
Whatever you want.
I like this.
See, I'm just a man. I got these troubles. I'm making plans. I know there's really nothing but you. And I think another way we can fuss and fight. There must be somewhere I can get through. I have not slept for days. I have not slept for days. You
Incredible, Johnny. Incredible.
Shlomo, let's close it all off, brother. Come.
Oh boy.
Let it loose, okay. Let it loose. The Chevra, just let go of Hanukkah, let's go. March 4th. Back to travel.
Front court.
Schleiner, the tour is back on. So then come up for one day. Come up for one day. Come on.
Start with the high bar once.
Really, are you coming up? We have to decide who wins those.
Yeah. You heard what Reverend just said to you, JD? JD is gonna be. Thank you, Reverend.
Do the harmony? We all want to.
It's all worth it. Just the high. Even people like to blow you up. Huh?
Never let me be your shelter. Never leave you all alone. I can be the one you call. Brother, let me be your fortress. That wind's a driving home. Be the one to light the way. Bring you home. Brother, let me be your shelter. Leave you all alone. I can be the one you call when you're alone. Brother, let me be your fortress. Drive it home. Be the one to light the way. Bring you home.
What the first time?
Okay, brother.
You could do a what's it called? Like a bass.
Do it again.
Do a bounce.
Do it.
What is it? What is it? Oh, the bass. Yeah, I love it. Love it.
No, you, whatever.
I should do it.
Yeah, you have four.
To that song, though, I don't know.
Go ahead. Come on, you got it.
I don't have it.
Cool.
But like just like
okay,
no, wait.
That'll be cool, really.
What if we call the Friday Night Bass? That will like FNL, like that okay. Will be
bass. That song?
One day. Johnny, this could use some good drama.
Sir,
sometimes I lay under the moon. I thank God I'm breathing, and then I pray, don't take me soon.
Say that we'll announce later about Hillel Shishi. Do you know plans? So we'll announce later if they'll be, what time they'll be. They'll be at night Seder tonight, normal time, marably normal time, and then we'll announce the schedule for the rest of the night. Thank you, Shlomo.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.